You're listening to the CycleX podcast, your number one source for junior cycle and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier. Anyway,
happy new year, Nessa.
Emer, happy new year to you. Happy 2023. Let's not spend the start of this podcast by dwelling on time and the passing of time. Because
have a huge speech planned on the passing of time. How dare you take this moment away from me?
Yeah, like as soon as I said 2023 there, I was just like, numbers, years passing, what the pandemic did. And I was like, this is not the podcast for this. Let's
Brevity
not get into that
life.
Now. But it's a new year and welcome back.
It's a new year and we're going to be talking about New Year's resolutions, which is nothing new for students. You get shoved this kind of stuff down your, or this stuff gets shoved down your throat all the time, I'm sure. But trying to come at it from maybe a more relatable and an empathetic perspective and approach, because it can be, I think, for students maybe the time of year where a lot of people realize, oh God, we're now in the same year as the year that I have to do my leaving cert, and the year I have to do my junior cert. And so, yeah, I think that might hit a couple of students where it's like, oh, 2023, I've heard that number for ages, LC 2023, and now it's actually finally 2023. Ah, it's so soon. So we're here to just talk you through about how that's not really so scary and some steps you can take to just sort of get through the next 6 months in a good way, and some good habits you can move or that you can take on for the new year, but not focus too much on the fact that, you know, it's a new year and have that be a bad thing or something that you have to like put a load of pressure on yourself to do something about, because it's just another day.
Because people do say like, oh my God, like people make such a big deal out of New Year's and like being a new year and having to change and like getting sucked into being these resolutions, and where really it's just another day. It is really just another day. But it is so easy to be kind of feel like that with each new year brings you a fresh new start. And while we will, like on this podcast, because like we've called it resolutions, we're going to talk a little bit about maybe how you can ride this wave of feeling like it's a fresh start and apply that to studying in school and exams and stuff, but also being aware that like it is never too late to make any changes, or like never too early. It does not always have to be all or nothing kind of a thing when it comes to studying or good habits. Just try to, like you said, you've been kind of 2023 while you're still in 2022, you can just tell yourself that's next year. And even when it's only a few days away, it still seems like so far in the future. And then when the calendar day is actually 2023, it just totally changes your perspective. And you're like, oh man, it's actually the leaving cert or the junior cert or whatever is this year. And that can be kind of scary.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, as you say, it's your perspective and everyone's perspective on things is different. And so we're never like, it's hard to give one advice for everyone here, because everyone is going to view it differently. Everyone's going to have a slightly different attitude. And some people might be able to use this new perspective on the new year to their benefit and to their favor in terms of thinking, okay, now I'm really going to focus, and they just like completely ride with that. And it's really good for them that they're framing the new year as something that it's going to change them. Whereas other people might get really stressed out by that perspective and that attitude. So it's all about trying to know yourself. And at the end of the day, it is attitude. And we've done a separate podcast on positive attitudes. So go listen to that one, because it's a good one. That's one of our best ones. I think I really like that one. But
you should listen back.
It is about attitudes. So it's about finding a way of thinking about it that works best for you. And if thinking about it from a, oh God, if it's making you stress out, then change the way you're thinking about it. Because as Nessa said, and as we've both said, nothing has actually changed, except some guys, whatever, 2000 years ago decided for some reason that this is when we bring in a new year. You know, it's really arbitrary. When you really think about it, it's completely arbitrary that we're now a couple of days into what isn't 2022 anymore. So, you know, don't have a huge effect on you is what we're trying to say.
That's great. Yeah, it only took us like, what, 2 minutes to get into an existential crisis on this student.
I want to go into, this is actually a podcast on the origins of the Gregorian calendar.
So Julius Caesar, right? Shall we get into
another
some
day.
resolutions are, I mean, we can talk until the cows come home about like time, resolution, change, but we can use this opportunity to think about, or just like positive changes, you can take or leave what you want from this, but here is some inspiration for like exams are coming up at the end of the year now. Home stretch, this term is going to fly. I feel like I heard that a lot. Teachers are probably telling you that a lot. But believe it, this, especially after Easter, oh my God, the time, you will not believe the time is capable of moving that fast. So it's like, what am I even saying? Just, we're going to give you some tips now on making the most of this last few months and what kind of, if you haven't started doing these things already, maybe now is a good time. We're not forcing you to, but you know, there's some,
yeah.
Sorry, Mara. I was like, started so much on that ramble that I was just like, what is the first thing I'm going to say? So I'm kind of hoping you might jump in now with
Yeah, I was just going to chime in and say that Ness and I could probably talk and ramble for a while on what our personal resolutions are, and maybe we'll get to the end of the podcast if we're struggling for content. But we are going to try and keep it mostly student focused so that these are really practical things that you can just take into the new year and help you get the best marks you can come July. Or if you're not an exam student at the moment, these are still relevant to you. You should still take on these things. It is, as we always say, never too early to start preparing and giving yourself every chance possible to do well in the exam. So these tips are for everyone, not just for exam students, but specifically for exam students who might be feeling the pressure now, and these should help you move forward. So I think we might as well start with the biggest cliche of the Study Clicks podcast and say that if you don't already, a New Year's resolution that you should do is start making plans. Go listen to our plans podcast. We have loads of printable plans. They're really great. They're sort of like a daily planner or a weekly planner. We have essay plans that you can print out. There's loads of plans on Study Clicks that you can print out and use, and they're just so handy. And especially, I think something about the mindset around the new year and there being like a fresh start. And I think a lot of people, not students, when they go into the new year's with their resolutions, a lot of it is something like, I'm going to make a plan to work out more. I'm going to make a plan to learn a language. And it, like, the best way for them to actually follow through with their resolution and do it is to keep up with that plan and write something down. Because as we always say over and over again when we talk about plans, if you don't have one, let's say the person who's resolved to go to the, well, I guess you don't have to make a plan to go to the gym, but let's say the language learning one, if they just say in their head, oh yeah, I really want to learn Italian this year, but they don't have a plan written down to like sign up for an Italian class or set myself a reminder to sign up for Duolingo and make sure that I turn on my reminders for Duolingo and make sure that I find a pen pal or whatever like your to-do list is, whether it's a to-do list or a plan. The best way to be successful in a new thing like that you're resolving to do. So for you, if it's like, I want to do more study, I want to write an essay a day, like writing that down on a piece of paper and then taking it off is absolutely golden in terms of sticking to your resolution and managing to do it well. So please just make a plan, guys. I think
something that we do sometimes touch on every single time we've mentioned the plan, which has been every day since the dawn of time, but
you said we weren't going to talk about time.
Is like when it comes to plans, I think there's so many actually different ways to do one, and you can just find one that suits you. Because I've actually, the way I've kind of done to-do lists and plans over the years kind of keeps evolving. And like before, I would do one where I would actually make it out the night before and I would say, what are three things that I want to get done that I'd be happy that by this time tomorrow, like tomorrow night when I'm going to bed, I'd be happy that I got those done in the day. And so you could do that the night before. It could be a checkbox. It could be a kind of more like a schedule, like a timetable. So try a few out and see which ones works for you. And Emer, was I telling you about I have a new way of doing plans. Was I telling you about this?
I'm not sure.
No, I don't know like where we stand on promoting random other things on the Study Clicks website or a Study Clicks podcast. I'm sure that's fine. But have you heard of Notion? Notion is my new thing now.
Is it an app? Yeah,
it's an organizational tool. Well, it's like...
Is it paid? If so, we shouldn't be talking about
it. It's not. I've been using, like, now I feel like it's paid if you want to use it as like a business or stuff, but I've been able to get loads out of it not paying anything.
Okay, cool.
But anyway, yeah, like Notion, I feel like is my new thing. I saw like various different bloggers and stuff talking about how they used it to organize their life. And so I got onto it and I just like took over like a couple of templates. And now I have like different, like all these different sections of like organizing my life. Like this is like where I put all things to do with travel. This is all things to do with like, I like save recipes on it. And then like, I also have all my to-do lists and then like a longer kind of, long-term to-do list, like two separate things. And the way that it's, or like the different templates that people make out can make it like really handy. I should have showed you, cause I was doing this all over Christmas. I should have like showed you how like I was like obsessed with how much I was just like organizing everything so well. But yeah, just on that kind of note, it's definitely worth like just trying different ways of how you make a plan and doing what works for you. Notion, I recommend it.
Would you recommend it for people who are really new to making plans, or do you think it's more for an advanced planner like yourself?
New, I would say watch the videos, go, like type in how I use Notion to like organize my life into YouTube. A vlogger that we worked with in the past, Lynx Anna, she's really nice. She did the Leaving Cert a few years ago, and she did a few videos for Study Clicks, and she's like very like organizational queen. She has a few videos on it, so I would watch hers, and because she's done the Leaving Cert as well, she would have been able to like give a good perspective of how like a student can use it. But there's different templates specifically for students now. Possibly it says students, so that could possibly be more like college students, but I feel like when it comes to anything, if you're not sure how to do it, just stick it into YouTube and there's someone like explaining it. So yeah, that's what I would say to do. I feel like it's changed.
Yeah, that sounds good. Wow. I'm going to look into it. But I guess for some people, the idea of a plan might be really daunting if you've never, ever made one before, but you know that it's the right thing to do because we keep telling you that it's the right thing to do. Yeah. And if the thought of then having to go and learn this new Notion thing or whatever, literally like you, that sounds great and I'm definitely going to use that. But if you're like very sort of daunted by the process, you literally just have to get a piece of paper and write words down on it and then cross it out. Like that is it in its simplest form, but also it's still really, really effective in that way. So start off with that. And then if you feel like that's being really rewarding and working really well for you, then move into something like Notion or, you know, like Excel, whatever works for you. But yeah,
just... I do love a good spreadsheet as well.
Yeah. I guess the point I'm making is it's so easy to just jot something down, and what we go into it when we talk about making plans in our other podcast is one really good thing that you can do, again, if you're sort of scared by the thought of having a big list or having to do all of these things, make the first things that you put on your list something that's really easy to tick off so that you can get a sense for how rewarding it is to tick something off. And so you're not giving yourself like a really hard task to do first and then you hate plans because you can't even tick one thing off. Do something really simple. So like if you're making your first plan ever, just have like a really simple list with two or three items of really simple things, like literally just, I don't know, organizing a folder or putting your books in your bag and clearing them off the desk, whatever like really simple thing it is, and just get started that way, and you'll find it much easier to move up then and advance more with your plans. But yeah, if you do nothing else, if you make no other resolution and don't already make plans, make a plan.
Yeah. And we will not talk about plans for the rest of the podcast.
We really need to just stop talking about plans. I wonder, does anyone who listens to this podcast not make plans? Because I feel like they don't. I feel like they all make plans and they're all just saying, skipping 5 minutes ahead every time they hear
this. This is where my time codes come in handy. I'll be like, this is the plan section. And it'll be just like a 10-minute section of the podcast where we talk about plans. Yeah. And if you were like, I've heard enough,
yes, this is a public apology to all the plan makers out there for wasting your time.
Well, I think it's good to be, even if you are a plan maker, it's good to be kind of reassured that your plan making is a good use of your time.
Yes, and even the seasoned plan makers might not have known about Notion. So
Notion, yeah, that's good. My tip. I love
true.
It.
True.
I'll show you my Notion after this podcast, Emer. I'm very proud of it.
And, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on to another resolution. Do you have one?
Well, like getting on to very specific ones, and you kind of touched on it there. I think it's very easy to set a kind of, if you want to set a regular habit, I would, one like specific one that I would recommend is decide to do something with languages every day, like study your languages in some form every day. And that's because you hear it again and again, and it's probably like a lot from us, we say to you again and again, is that languages are like really the one subject that you cannot cram. Mm. Or like they're the one subject that take time and investment in time, and the regular consistent practice is really, really important. So if you're looking, like with the orals coming up in April, obviously, you know, you've the mocks and you've like prepare for the listening exam and all this, the earlier you start with the languages and the consistency of practicing it every day is going to be just such a huge help. And I literally just think the easiest way of doing this is just doing a Duolingo lesson every day. Because this was like, well, it wasn't like a strict resolution of mine, but I started my Duolingo streak around this time last year. I'm coming up to the 365 streak on Duolingo, and I'm buzzing to hit that streak. And it's like, it's good that the app has that kind of built in to remind you and stuff. It's definitely mm-hmm. the easiest way to practice your languages. Now, obviously, being a student, you're not being in the oral exam, the teacher's not going to pull out the Bird app and tell you like to do like match up these pairs or whatever. You obviously have if you're studying Irish, you need to study the Tropic Tour, so that if you're studying languages for the day, that's like you might say to study like one Tropic Tour for the day, that kind of thing. But I would make the habit or the resolution to just put schedule in 5 minutes every day to do something language related. I just think that's a really good habit, and it will, it's not one you will regret, you know. It's just like, I just think it's a very useful one that's going to benefit you in the long run.
Yeah, and it's literally 5 minutes if you're doing the Duolingo way. It's free if you don't want to pay for the premium, and it's also really easy to set up the reminder and just do it. So yeah, it's very low key, low effort. Duolingo definitely carried me through Leaving Cert French. Like, I did a bit of my own studying and like, you know, I kept a vocab book, and keeping a vocab book is really important for languages. But just for sort of keeping an ongoing understanding of conjugation and verbs and all of that, it's really, really helpful. And yeah, another thing you could do is if Duolingo feels too study-like and you just want to relax, you could stick on your episode of Friends or whatever it is on Netflix and just change the language to French or Spanish, whatever language you're doing. And that's another way to just passively make sure you're listening to the language every day or every 2 days or however often. We do say every day, that obviously that's the best, but whatever you can manage. It won't be possible to watch something every day.
I think this is where, oh God, I said I wasn't going to do it, but like, this is where your plan comes back into it. If you had like the week laid out, you'd be like, okay, I'm going to like from Monday to Friday, I'm going to write down what would be my 5 minute language thing today. So like the first day, it could be a Duolingo lesson. The second day could be listen to a coffee break French podcast. Those are usually 15 minutes long. And the second could be study tree shop shopping tours, you know, that kind of thing. Or the Thursday is, I think, like read over my vocab book, and then like the fifth day is watch a French movie, you know. But just like, and the languages are great because it's so versatile in the way that you can study them, and there's just, because like you can consume media in so many different ways. But yeah, that's nearly my number one, I think, even though obviously you're aiming to do well in all of your subjects. I think it's the one that's kind of easy to make a habit out of, is committing to regular language learning.
Yeah. And I would say as well, maybe if you're usually, you won't have French every day in your timetable at school. So maybe try to space out if you've, let's say, two or three study blocks set out for French, try to not have them on the same day that you're doing in school, so that you're getting like an evened study of it. So like the day that you do it in school is your day of studying French that day, and then like if you don't have any French classes on a Tuesday, then maybe Tuesday is when you do your Duolingo lesson or watch an episode of something in French.
Yeah.
100%.
Do you have another? So yeah, language learning was mine. Do you have a kind of a specificy one that you think could?
A specificy one. not really coursework related, but just one that everyone does, or a lot of people, not just students, would take on for the new year would be, but is specifically good for students, would be to like cut down on caffeine. I think that's one that maybe students should consider doing. I know that it's become really popular to drink energy drinks and coffee, and there's a big coffee culture out there now, and it sounds like I'm 50. I'm also part of this culture, but like yeah, it just becomes very normalized to like drink coffee every day, and you don't have to do that at all. I sort of found that I, over the last few weeks, really cut down on the amount of coffee I was drinking, and it made absolutely no difference on my life, because I think I'd become so immune to it that it wasn't having any effect on me anyway. And so yeah, I think I just feel like mildly better because of it. So maybe just evaluate your relationship with caffeinated drinks, and if you find that you're having more than one a day, and if you're having, especially if you're having something late at night, try to cut that out. It's just not a good habit to have any time of your life. So I would have a look at that one if I were you. If you're having a lot of caffeine, try to cut it down.
Yeah, because I think it's something that you can build into, like, that's, well, this is when we're talking about bad habits, is you can just build it into your routine and it just becomes normal. Like, anytime I in the house, or like leaving the house early, I'd be just like, oh, I'll get like a cup of coffee, because that just seems like a done thing and I need it to wake me up, even though I don't necessarily need to. So that's just something to keep in mind. Like, are you drinking this coffee or whatever, or any activity really? Are you doing this because you actually want to, or are you doing it because you associate this time and setting with it? But yeah, that's a good one. Another point that I had, which actually kind of ties in well, because it caffeine's to do with sleep and energy and all that. But a resolution that would be a nice one to pick up if you haven't it already is to kind of develop a nice wind down routine at night. Because when it comes to tips for students, one that is said often enough, but it's kind of underrated or understated in how important it is when it comes to how well you perform in exams, is getting enough sleep. And I think really trying to make sure you are getting the best night's sleep that you can is going to just have such a positive effect. And if you're in sixth year now and you're coming up to the junior cycle as well, and the exams are really getting to you, because like, it's insane how much you have to do. You're in school all day, then you're given homework, and then you're hearing from us that like, oh, here's the extra study that you should be doing. You've like, it's so easy to get so overwhelmed and feel like you have to study into the night and all this. So I would just make sleep a total priority, and something that you can do to help that is to develop a nice kind of wind down routine in the evening. So that could be just like an hour before bed. Something you always do is like, if you have your own room, you could like maybe light a few candles, meditate or yoga if that's not your thing, maybe read a book. Ideally you wouldn't have any screens, but like just do something kind of peaceful, and not like, you're not eating, you're not like doing a workout or anything like that. You're just kind of telling your body, we are shutting down for the day. And then that will kind of lead to you getting, hopefully being able to sleep a little easier and doing your best to get like a solid 8-9 hours. I don't know. We had a sleep expert on the podcast a few weeks ago, and she didn't actually mention anything specific, because you hear that again, like about like, oh, students should be getting 9 hours sleep every night. I mean, I'm not going to recommend specific hours, but one thing I will say is don't be getting like the absolute bare minimum, or like, I mean, it's very obvious, but do not be pulling all nighters. But just, yeah, that would be the main thing, is just like, don't sacrifice and your sleep for anything. It's very, very important.
Yeah, I think that one of the things she touched on in that podcast was the quality of sleep is really important. If you're having a really light sleep because you're really stressed and you can't properly go into the sort of deep sleep state, then you're not going to have it will also affect your sort of concentration, even if you sleep for 8 hours technically or whatever. And so yeah, it's important that if you are trying to sleep for longer by going to bed earlier or whatever it is, that you also, the winding down is important and making sure you're not stressed going to bed and making sure that you are calm so that you can get into that good sleep, deep sleep thing.
REM.
But I think also as well, like, it kind of all ties together. Like, if you're making a plan, then you can kind of plan to be in bed by a certain time. And if you're diligent enough, then you can also plan to put your phone away and not do it or not look at it. And then you to sort of tie in with sleep and when you wake and when you go to sleep, when you wake, a lot of people would make a resolution to get up earlier in the mornings and then try and fit in more with their day. So if, especially after Christmas, because you maybe got into a habit of having a couple of lie-ins and really enjoying that, and that is very much deserved. Go you. I hope lots of you had lovely long sleep-ins. But one thing that you could do to sort of boost your productivity and feel like you're getting a lot done and try to fit more into your day, if you feel like you're struggling a little bit to get everything done, then trying to go to sleep a little earlier and then letting yourself get up a little bit earlier as well is probably a good habit to get into your life, so that you can stick a couple more things into your morning section of the plan. And starting the day with some positive activities or affirmations or something, you know, whether it's just like a 10-minute yoga practice to get your body feeling good, or whether it's you listen to like a podcast that makes you really happy, and then you're just starting the day in a good way. It's just really undervalued and will make a big difference. So again, if you have all of this in a plan, it's much easier to just go ahead and do it and follow through with it. So stick all of these things, even if they seem really arbitrary, to like write down that you're going to listen to a podcast. You might not do it if you don't have it written down, but you're much more likely to do it if you have it written down. So yeah, that all ties in with kind of sleeping and going to sleep and waking up and having habits and putting it into a plan. It's all the same thing, but it is good if you can do it. And
Well, I feel like even if someone listening to this now, like, even I feel like maybe they might not implement it straight away, or like it's hard to hear kind of like, oh, that sounds nice and in theory, I would like to do that. And maybe you don't do it straight away, or like it's you kind of find it hard to like set a routine. But I think even just the thought of like making these small little improvements can make you feel really good. That's kind of like what the aim of this podcast as well is, just to kind of give you a bit of motivation. We're not saying you have to do this, because I just enjoy kind of talking about it as well, like just to give you the motivation, because that's all part of it too.
I mean, heck, I'm not doing half these things that I'm saying. I wish I did. It's a great idea and I wish I could. But it's really like, it's so easy to say, it's much harder to do in practice. And they're all recommendations. You don't by any means have to feel bad about not doing any of these. You also don't have to feel bad about, maybe you're not in a really good headspace at the moment, maybe something happened over, you know, like everyone is so different and everyone has such different circumstances. You don't have to do this right now just because it's New Year's. Like, I think a lot of people might get to maybe the 1st of February and say, well, it's too late to make a resolution now. It's like, no, it's not. Literally, like, this is the whole thing where it gets back to like, time is a construct, because it really doesn't matter. Yes, for some people, it's like it helps them sort of restart their brain and go, okay, now I'm going to do it because it's a new year. And that's great. And that's fine. But if you want to start something on February 1st, because you weren't able to get into it in January, that's fine. Do it then instead. It will still be really effective and work exactly the same way. And equally, if you were able to start on the 1st of January and you've already implemented some of the things we're talking about, but let's say the 20th of January comes along and you haven't really kept it up very well, that's fine too. You can also pick it back up again on the 1st of March, or what, you know, like, it doesn't, sticking to this, like, I have to start in the 1st of January and I have to just like stick at it forever, is not realistic. And you're just going to set yourself up for sadness and disappointment if you do it that way. Go into resolutions and go into these things, if you're going to implement some of them, go into them with a lot of compassion for yourself, and allow yourself to not be amazing at it all the time, and just do the things whenever you can and whenever you're in the right headspace for it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not sure why I kind of like got onto that talk, because I did, like, after you made your point first, I was just like, okay, now onto a new resolution. But I was just listening to you and I was just thinking, yeah, I don't like see myself doing this, but like, I just like listening to it. I like imagining that I could do it. And that's great too, isn't it? Like, that's why I kind of like this time of year, because I don't actually, I'm not so, so many people would be like, right, 1st of January, what I'm going to do is I'm going to train for a marathon and I'm going to run every single day. And there'll be one day, obviously, that they don't do it and they'll just feel like I am a failure or whatever. But for me, when it comes to like resolutions, I just like the feeling of being like, it's an opportunity for newness, but I'm not putting any pressure on myself to become this completely new person or try this, make sure that this habit sticks or something like that. I just like the feeling of it. And I think I kind of hope that that's a kind of a feeling that I can pass on to the person listening to it as well. Doesn't it just feel good to think about being better?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. For again, I think it's all very subjective and it depends on the person, because I think some people might feel a lot of pressure if they see other people doing these things and then they're not doing it themselves. They think, oh, I'm not as good as this person, like that. Don't start thinking like that, please. And but maybe I think that's also a good point to tie in that in relation to other people, you could try and do a resolution with some of your friends, because the one good thing, well, not the one good thing, but one of the good things about the fact that there's this whole New Year's resolution cliche or idea, everyone knows about the New Year's resolutions and everyone does it. And so it's this big group thing and it's a much easier time to get someone to do something with you, because they'll also be like, oh yeah, okay, yeah, I want to do that as my New Year's resolution as well. Whereas if you, like, I don't know, come April, you try to ask your friend, come on, will we start doing language, you know, oral practice with one another, they might be like, I know, but like, if you're like, come on, it'll be our New Year's resolution, they'd be like, oh yeah, I do need a New Year's resolution, I'll do it. So it's a good time you're trying, like, you know, get someone else to do it with you. And then it's always good to have someone else, because they can motivate you. If there's a day, if you were just doing it on your own and there's a day that you're just not that into it, or you're just not able to motivate yourself to do it, it would be really cool to have someone else in that situation that could fill that for you.
Yeah. Yeah. To sum up that ramble, I'm kind of thinking, like, it's good to take advantage of this time of year and the feeling that people have around, like, self-improvement and change, but also to just be kind of aware that you can make change whenever you want, and it's kind of like all a bit, you know, so it all comes back to capitalism, doesn't it, Emer? Anyway, next topic.
It really does. It's the root of everything. But lest we talk about this any further, I suppose to tie back into the point about it is just another day, and it is just the way that you look at it and the attitude. And like for me personally, I had like no problems at all in my head, like in the run up to Christmas and like the whole 2022, I had a good year. And like, I spent most day in the same way, but like I went on a couple of trips and I had a really nice year and whatever. And then for some reason, when it got to like the new year, suddenly my brain was like, oh God, it's a new year and I'm doing the same thing every day. And God, that's terrible. Like, I need to make a plan now. I need to do something different. I need to like decide what's coming up for 2023. What am I going to do with myself? How am I going to make this a really impactful year? And like, I started getting like kind of anxious about it. And then I just had to sort of bring myself back down to earth and say, there's literally no difference between the day that I'm thinking about this right now and the day last week. Like, it was the exact same day, same weather, same people around me, same, I was doing the same thing in that day. But for some reason, because it's now a new year, my brain has been like, oh, we need to start panicking. We need to start making all these new plans and things. And I just, I had to just stop and go, it doesn't matter that it's a new year. I'm still happy. I'm still healthy. Everything is fine. Stop putting pressure on yourself. So,
do you know what made me feel a bit like that as well, is all of the Instagram 2022 dumps and like the real recaps and like just seeing what other people did with their year. And I'm like, okay, I didn't do anything like that, so I need to make 2023 that year for me, you know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of like another thing, but maybe that's...
But you probably did do as much as him. You just didn't put it on social media. So yeah, it's, I mean, that's a lifelong lesson to not
the only thing that stopped me from
seriously, but
the only thing that stopped me from putting on social media is that I just couldn't be bothered going back through my camera roll. I'm not like some kind of on some high horse about not posting on social media. It's just that that can have seeing, but it's the whole like coming back to social media that you find yourself you can't help like but compare how other people are doing to yourself. But yeah, it's that, don't let that kind of stuff be, kind of just be kind of very aware of it, and then just move on. That's all you can do. Just like, right, this is like designed to make me think like this, but it's actually not that deep. Let's keep sweeping, or keep swimming.
Keep sweeping.
I thought I could breeze past this, but I fully just said keep sweeping.
Keep sweeping.
What did I say? Oh, I meant to say we move. That was it.
We move. Yeah. I think the sentiment that I'm trying to convey is approach the year with a lot of empathy and try to take advantage of the whole New Year attitude that people have to make positive changes in your life, but do not be hard on yourself. And don't try to, because also the thing with oh god, here comes a tangent. Why can't we just finish sentences? We're so bad at finishing sentences. We did a separate podcast on building habits, and that's probably a good one to listen to as well, because essentially what you're doing with resolutions is making new habits, but it takes a couple of days to get into it. I think 30 or something, isn't it? 21. So something might happen in those 21 days where you can't do it straight away. Like, it's the idea that you can just start something on January 1st and then do it forever is really unrealistic, and things are going to come in the way, and you're not going to probably be able to just do it. And so that's fine. Do your resolutions and try and make positive changes every day that you can, and don't put too much pressure on yourself to do it all the time, and allow yourself room for mistakes and not doing it right all the time and falling off the wagon and getting back on the wagon. And, you know, also giving that level of empathy and kindness to people around you who you like, look out for others who might need help, and just try and be a really positive, you know, influence on the world for 2023. That's what I'm going to try and do. I think I need to stop being so negative. I will start bringing, I'll start bringing a positive energy to 2023.
Aww. I wouldn't have thought you were kind of an overly negative person, though.
I think it's not that I'm always like, oh, the weather's so bad today. But it's more that someone might say something like, oh, look at that building over there. And I'll be like, oh, I bet it costs so much money to run that building.
Oh, you are a bit like that,
something
actually,
like that.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just like, I'll just always like think of something kind of snarky to say about something, or like I can't just appreciate a positive moment or like a nice thing. So I'm going to try and stop. Doing that.
But you know, something that I actually got into doing, and I think it's something, or like, and it wasn't a New Year's resolution, it was something that I slowly started doing, but it was in the last year, because I was just so aware that I feel like the internet conditioned me into it. It's just being able to say, that's not for me, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
There's a lot of like singers or TV shows that I don't care for, and instead of just like hating on them, I'm like, that's not for me. Do you ever like to see those like it could be like an article on like Kim Kardashian, and someone's like, is this news? Or like, it's just like, you, instead of saying like, yeah, is this news, you'd be like, it's not for me.
Yeah. And just don't comment on it.
Yeah.
Or just like, if you're in a bad mood, and then because you're in a bad mood, you start blaming other people and like hating on the little things that they're doing, even though like they're completely harmless. It's like, realize that, okay, no, this person isn't actually doing anything wrong. I'm just in a bad mood. I need to stop blaming others for the mood that I'm in, you know, just like realize that it's my emotions I need to fix and not other people's actions.
Thank you for tying that in kind of roughly to school and how that applies to life, but in school rather than me going on about I started coming up with this in 2022, and I was like, why did I say this? This is absolutely nothing to do with studying. But then you can apply to the people,
like,
around you.
Yeah. And I think it's really easy, and it's actually, I think, quite popular to be, that sounded really sarcastic, I didn't mean to say like popular. It's because I know I was like this in leaving cert, but like, it's the popular opinion to hate being in the Leaving Cert year. And
yeah.
To hate the Leaving Cert and like 6 years awful. Oh my God. Which it is in ways, but like having a negative attitude all the time is not going to help you or anyone. And so, yeah, if you try to be more compassionate to people and try to think better about your teachers, try to think better about maybe some classmates that annoy you, and everyone is an individual and has emotions and thoughts and things in their lives, and try to be compassionate about that. And,
yeah.
And just move, like, as long as it's not deeply affecting you, just move on and don't let it.
Yeah, you can apply the whole it's not for me thing to, like, subjects you struggle with as well. Like, oh, it's not for me. That's me with maths.
I'm just going to fail. It's fine.
It's not for me. I'm just going to, like, walk out of maths paper one day. It's not for me. It's not for me, like. It wasn't for me, but I still had to sit there and it was fine. But I haven't had to do maths since. So hold on to that thought. Hard to see it, but there are subjects that are not for you. You have to do them now. That sucks. But you'll be able to say in a couple of years or a couple of months, it's not for me.
Yeah.
That's something you have to worry about.
Yeah, it's true, though. It is really just, again, about shifting your attitude and instead of being like, oh, I hate maths, I hate integration, and this is so hard. Oh, why do we have to do this? Like, you're not going to change anything by thinking like that. Honestly, no. like unless you write a letter to Norma Foley and have a really compelling argument, nothing's going to change.
It's a really compelling argument. Norma Foley may actually like, well, she did actually make some points.
Yeah, why, like you have to really rally a lot of
why
people.
Why do
together.
We have the letter I in maths?
De moivre, Nessa. Come on, get with it. But so, yeah, it's just, and like, it's really easy to like be negative because it's just like such an easy state to get into, to be negative and say negative things. And people connect by being negative as well. You know, you often hear people say like, oh, we became best friends because we hated the same person, or, you know, and like, that's funny to an extent. And I've definitely done that. But like, being a hater all the time is not, it's not good really for anyone. And just trying to bring more positivity into the world, because it's a bit of a scary world at the moment. And just trying to bring as much positivity as possible is a great thing. And just, you don't have to like call people out for being negative. You know, if your friend starts saying something, you know, starts complaining about something or whatever, you don't have to be like, why aren't you more positive? You can just be like, oh, like, exactly as you've said, just be like, it's not for me, but that's fine. Let's talk about something else. Or, you know, just like, so you don't have to be like really upfront to people so that it kind of grates on them and they're like, why are you being so like positive all of a sudden? Just they might just in their head sort of subconsciously go, oh yeah, they're right. Oh yeah. Okay. Let's just move on. And then you just sort of bring everyone into your circle of positivity and hey, I'm definitely not a spokesperson, or not, I'm a spokesperson for it because I'm speaking about it right now and I'm a person, but I am not necessarily someone who like does this all the time myself. I'm saying that I think this is what I want to bring into the new year, is just be more positive.
Very good. Good. Positive. Remember when this used to be an education podcast? Remember when this used to be about the days?
It wasn't for me.
Yeah.
And so we moved on.
Yeah. Yeah, we moved on from the education podcast. Do we have any more resolutions before we wrap up? Just kind of nice ideas. I could use this as an opportunity to prep my alarm. I would recommend getting good at waking up in the mornings. I saw like a tweet there a couple of days ago that it's like only 30 something days until the sun sets at 7 p.m., which like, what a wonderful thing to hear. Those 30 days can't come quick enough. So the morning we're gonna...
I saw that tweet, but I was like, that's so specific to wherever you're living. Like, you can't apply that to everyone. But anyway.
You mean time zones? Like, the person was
Irish.
I mean,
it won't be that bright in Edinburgh. But anyway.
Fair enough. But back to... that's what I think...
Okay, it was an Irish tweeter and they were appealing to the Irish public. That's fine.
Yes.
Continue.
Yes. Yeah, so like I would say take it like the mornings are going to start getting brighter. It's going to start getting easier to wake up in the morning. I've talked about this alarm app that I've started using before, but I started using it like 3 or 4 years ago now, actually. And it sounds really stupid, but it did transform, I want to say my life, but like my daily routine, that instead of like the kind of the mission alarms, the fact that I couldn't snooze it and had to get up straight away. And it has like these little missions. You have to like take a number of steps. So you have to take a picture of something that's not in your room for it to turn off. That's like totally changed how, from being like not so much of a morning person to a morning person now, being able to get up earlier, being able to do, not feel groggy, possibly do something before school. So Alarmy, check it out. Alarmy and Notion, those are my two kind of takeaways from this podcast, I'd say.
I might download that because I have gone, I used to be good at just getting up with my alarm off, and I'm not so good at it anymore. And I just stay in bed way longer than I should. I just realized that we've moved past the point, but I just need to point out how funny it is that I did the thing that I said I wanted to stop doing. You brought up the guy who made the tweet about what time the sun sets, and then I was like, well, it's actually
yeah, that was so unnecessary. I was like, Emer, it was like specifically an Irish person for this Irish podcast that we're doing. Come on.
Why am I like this Okay, I'm gonna stop doing that. Call me out when I start doing that, please. I just hate when stuff like does it. Yes, no, I'll stop. So anyway, yes, I'm gonna download Alarmy. That's a great tip, Nessa. I think we should wrap it up there now because it's nearing the hour.
Could I tell you one of my personal resolutions though?
Please.
Although I did set this for last year, but I feel like I'm riding on the wave of like, it's a new feeling, and I feel, even if I don't do it, I feel good about the concept of it. And it's that whenever I watch a movie, I'm going to put my phone away. Or I'm literally going to put it in another room, because I have conditioned myself to not be able to consume media without also being on my phone. Like I have this, I've fully gotten into a routine of just watching Netflix every night and playing games on my phone at the same time. And I have to be playing the game while Netflix is on. It's really, really weird. So yeah, I'm going to be like, I think I saw like a tweet or something once. I was just like, I just watched a movie without looking at my phone, and it felt like the equivalent of reading a book.
Yeah. I'm at the point where watching a movie for me now is like as big of an achievement as reading a book, because I just don't have time for movies anymore.
Ridiculous.
But yeah, I'm going to try and watch more movies in 2023. Okay.
What are your resolutions, listener? Like, whether or not they're study related, let us know. We'd love to hear.
Yeah. And maybe you could do like a little social media post if people get in touch, and then you can make a list of ones that, you know, maybe one that one person is doing, another person wouldn't have thought of, but now they're like, oh yeah, that's a good one, I'm going to do it too.
Wouldn't it be cute if we had like a line, like a hotline that you could call into the Cyclics podcast, and you'd leave a voicemail, and then we would use that on the podcast? Some American podcasts have that.
We should do that. We should set up like a WhatsApp so people can send us little voice notes.
Yes. That's...
Anyway, separate plan for 2023.
Imagine just a random people who don't associate with Cyclics at all would get a hold of that. And
we would get so much spam.
I think we would need to hire a whole new person to deal with that. It's a nice thought though, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so to sum up from me, listener, Alarmy, Notion, and it's just nice to think about things, isn't it? Just enjoy thinking.
It's just nice to think about things. For me, be positive, go easy on yourself, go easy on the people around you, and try to take up the things that we've talked about, but no biggie if you can't.
Yeah, and we'll be back with this podcast with more, hopefully, like actual tangible study-related tips. But I think if you start with these, you can apply them to the way you study and stuff. And that's all, I mean, it's all going to move towards having like a really positive attitude to this term, and like doing the best that you can, and the exams will be over soon, and you're going to kill it. I know it. Yeah.
Big time. So... that's it from us for today. But as I said, we will be back with more podcasts throughout the year. We take input from listeners. So if you want to hear anything in particular, check out our other podcasts first to make sure that you don't request something we've already done. And if you aren't a long time listener, then just go through our archive of past podcasts. We've got some really good tips in there because we've been doing this a while now, Nessa. This is like our fourth year of doing... Didn't we do the first one in 2018?
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
That's insane that we've now been doing this. We're in our fifth year of doing this podcast.
Yeah, that's why we're running out of material and we're talking about the things that we're talking about.
Oh my God. But yeah, so let us know what you want us to talk about because we like input from you. And we also really like reviews. I think our review section has been a little quiet. So please quite start over populating. On the review
section, yeah.
Make it your New Year's resolution to give us a review. it will be really nice to hear some positive thoughts. And if you have any negative thoughts, please get in touch with us privately. We'll try to try to address
Don't let anyone way. Else know, please.
Yeah, keep that to yourself. Don't bring your negative energy into 2023. And we also have some social media channels that you can follow us on for more ongoing tips when you're craving the podcast, but we just don't have any new content for you.
Yeah, so we're Study Clicks everywhere, and you can always get in touch with us on the message, DMing us through the various different Study Clicks platforms. Like I've said, I'm Nessa. I am the person usually on the other side of the Study Clicks DM. So you'll be, if you ever have any questions or suggestions for the podcast, you'll be talking to me. So please do and follow us and engage because it makes me look like I'm doing my job well.
Yes. Which you are anyway.
Oh, thank you so much, Emma. I need to hear that. Anyway.
So let's continue bringing these good vibes into 2023.
Yes.
And leave it there.
Leave it there. No more talk about the Gregorian calendar.
No Bye more for now. Gregorian talk. How did we come up with that cadence?
I don't know, actually. Wouldn't you love to go back in time?
Yeah. Like, we could say, you're listening to the Study Clicks podcast.
Well, why would we do
that? Your number one source for junior cycle and leaving cert tips.
Why would we say it like that?
Well, why do we say it the other way, you know?
It's just... You're listening to the Study Clicks podcast. Your number one source for junior cycle.
You're doing it exactly the same way. You're doing it the exact same way as the way
but,
we do it. You're
but with
doing
more it with pizzazz.
You're just doing it. I would argue less pizzazz. You sound more like an air hostess or something. Would the man in aisle three please sit down?
They never say that. anyway. That'll make the blooper cut. Anyway.